This is Ken Coleman speaking. We present for you another game from the Miley Collection. We hope that you enjoy.
First down, they scored.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Dwight Walsh, Jack Whitaker, at Franklin Field in Philadelphia. For this afternoon, the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles will meet for the championship in the National Football League. The Eagle captains today are Norm Van Brocklin and Chuck Bednarik. Bill Forrester and Jimmy Ringo are the Packer captains. They were out a moment ago for the coin toss. The Eagles won the toss, elected to receive, and will defend the goal to our right. In this thrilling 1960 season, in the Western Conference, the Packers finished with a record of 8 wins and 4 losses, beating out Detroit and San Francisco, who finished second with records of 7 wins and 5 losses. The Eagles lost their opener this year and then won 9 straight games to wrap up the title in the Eastern Conference. The Eagles won 10 and lost 2, finishing a game and a half ahead of Cleveland. The Packers have scored this year 332 points. The Eagles have scored 321. The Packers also have given up fewer points. The Packer opponents scored 209. The Eagles gave up 246. So they're about even there in point scoring, the Packers having a slight edge, but the Packers' edge on defense is considerably more. In previous title games, the Packers beat the Boston Redskins in 1936, lost to the New York Giants in 1938, beat the Giants in 1939, and again in 1944. That was the Packers' last title, 1944. The Eagles played in 3 consecutive championship games in 1947, 48, and 49. They lost the first one and won in 48 and 49, their last championship year. Both clubs have made rapid progress to the top in just a very few seasons. In 1958, they both finished last in their divisions. That was Buck Shaw's first year as Eagle head coach. Since that 2-9-1 year, he brought them along to a 7-5 performance in 1959 and to the top this year. The Packer resurgence has been equally amazing. The 1958 record of 1-10-1 was the poorest in Packer history. That lone victory, by the way, was over the Eagles, 38-35 at Green Bay. Vince Lombardi took over as head coach of the Packers in 1959 and brought them along to a third-place finish in the West with a 7-5 record, and this year to an 8-4 record to win the title. We still have the band down on the playing field, entertaining the huge crowd here as they file into Franklin Field. As we glance around, we can see that it's filling up rapidly and probably will be filled by the time we have the opening kickoff. Now, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game. First of all, for the Philadelphia Eagles, at left end, Pete Retzlaff, 6'1", 209 pounds from South Dakota State. At left tackle, Jim McCusker, 6'2", 245 pounds from Pitt. At left guard, Jerry Hood, 6'1", 228 pounds from Wake Forest. The center, we expect, starting at center, Chuck Bednarik, 6'3", 235-pounder of Penn, his 12th year in the league. At right guard, John Wittenborn, 6'2", 235-pounder from Southeast Missouri. At right tackle for the Eagles, J.D. Smith, 6'5", 250 pounds from Rice. And at right end, Bobby Walston, a 6-footer, 190 pounds from Georgia, a 10-year veteran. The quarterback for the Eagles today will be that familiar number 11, Norm Van Brocklin, 6'1", 200-pounder from Oregon, his 12th year in professional football. At left half for the Eagles, number 33, Billy Barnes, 5'11", 202, from Wake Forest. At fullback, number 35, Ted Dean, a rookie in the NFL. And the flanker back, or right half, number 25, Tommy McDonald, 5'10", 182 pounds from Oklahoma, his 4th year in the National Football League. The offensive unit for the Green Bay Packers will have, at left end, Max McGee, 6'3", 205 pounds from Tulane, 5-year veteran. At left tackle, number 76, Bob Skoronski, 6'3", 250-pounder from Indiana. At left guard, Fred Thurston, 6'1", 250-pounder from Valparaiso. The center, the veteran Jimmy Ringo, 6'1", 235 pounds from Syracuse. At right guard, Jerry Kramer, 6'3", 250 pounds from Idaho. The right tackle for Green Bay, Forrest Gregg, 6'4", 250 pounds from SMU. And at right end, Gary Knappel, 6'4", 220-pounder from Idaho. The Packer quarterback will be Bart Starr, 6'1", 200 pounds from Alabama. At left half, number 5, Paul Horning, 6'2", 215 pounds from Notre Dame. At fullback for Green Bay, number 31, Jimmy Taylor, 6'2", 215 pounds from LSU. And the flanker back for Green Bay, number 86, Boyd Dowler, 6'5", 220-pounder from Colorado. Those are the starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game here at Franklin Field in Philadelphia. Between the